The Mishnah continues to discuss different grape and tree byproducts that are, whether or not they're subsumed under the Isser of Arla. Mishnah Aleph Perches. On Koklos, which are boiled less than third grown grapes. Chartzanim, the seeds. Zagim, which are the outermost skins of the grapes. Temid, taking some of the inside of the seeds of the zagim, and you soak water in it to extract some of the essence. Kalpi, rimon, skins from a pomegranate. The flower from the top of the pomegranate, the netz shelo, kalpe egozim, the walnut skins, hagarinim, the seeds, asur and barla, all of them are asur and orla, also asur from an asherah, and if it's from a grape product, then it's also asur for an asur, mutar and biravai, however, the fourth year which you're supposed to bring to Yerushalayim, these are not subsumed in the category of fruit, which would be required to bring to Yerushalayim, but novlos kulan asuros, and novlos, which are fruit which remain on the tree before they have totally been ripened, are all asur. Chapter 1, Mishnah Tess, Meseches Orla. Rabbi Yossi says, a person who plants a yichor. A person can plant a yichor, part of the tree of Orla. Ve'en notin egos shal Orla. But you can't plant a nut of Orla, because a nut is a seed, mipnei shehu pri. And a pri is aser bahana. And so this is Orla. And Orla is forbidden to have any benefit from. As a result, it is aser. Ve'en markivim b'knafios shal Orla. The kafanios are the flower before it becomes a fruit. So, if you could go and you could graft them onto another tree and begin planting and begin raising them, these are orla also, and because these could be considered a fruit, therefore they are prohibited as well. You cannot go and take one of these and make it for a plant. This concludes Perek Aleph of Orla.